Hello and welcome back to Film Posers for Boricuas ranting, raving, and reviewing cinema. Today are the second annual Film Poser Awards. Yay!
Yay!
We're here wearing Sonic Couture, right, Anna?
Love that. It's for our brand.
Yes. Our agenda.
Well, I listened to Husavik like 37 times today, so that's my agenda.
And we love that for you. Consistency.
Well,
consistency is key.
Exactly.
Well, the moderator for this episode is going to be me. And I guess let's just jump into it. Hopefully you listening out there are going to be very happy with these results, because of course this has been a very hectic award season. So just sit back, relax. This is for fun. And also always remember, the Film Posers have rights.
We do.
Siempre.
More than the Golden Globes, I agree.
Yes. Also very important to note before we get into it is that, considering we are four, it's not that difficult to have ties. And this year we didn't want to have ties the way we did last year. Sorry, Critics' Choice Awards, we're not going to be doing that this year. So we had an honorary tiebreaker. Let's give a round of applause to Rosa from Latinx Lens. We reached out to her and she was so lovely and helped us get to the bottom of who had rights. So we have official winners this year. We don't have ties. We have winners for each category.
Macy's is screwed. They're going to have to keep the ties.
Juan.
Let me cancel my order. Hang on.
So without further ado, let's find out who are the winners of the Film Poser Awards.
Yay.
So our first category is the Read Subtitles Award, formerly known as Foreign Language.
The nominees are Another Round, Minari, La Llorona, I Carry You With Me, and Night of the Kings.
And the winner of the Read Subtitles Award is Another Round.
Oh my God!
Yes, sir!
Yay! I would like to thank the Academy, and by Academy I mean the Film Posers, for giving Another Round this honor of the FPA. Thank you so much. Mads Mikkelsen, we will be mailing it to you soon.
We shall be recreating the dance from the
Yes, I am working on that. We're going to be recreating it.
We is a lot of people.
We is me.
There we go. I will be moral support because I don't know the dance. But yes, I agree. We will have Another Round in this film's honor.
Yes, congratulations to Another Round for its win. And congratulations to Gabriela for campaigning for Another Round. The next category is for ages 10 and up, formerly known as animation.
And the nominees are Over the Moon, Soul, Onward, and Wolfwalkers.
And the winner of the For Ages 10 and Up Award is Disney Pixar's Soul.
Okay.
Obviously, I knew it.
Okay. I just wanted Wolfwalkers to have a little love and appreciation.
Unfortunately,
you were outnumbered.
Well, sorry, actually.
Over the Moon stands, I'm so sorry.
I mean, I was the only one that voted for Onward.
What?
Exposing myself.
Plot twist.
I voted for Soul.
Nothing but chaos at the Film Poser Awards.
Because we stay true to our brand.
Yes.
Moving on to the next category, the Society Award, formerly known as Best Documentary.
And the nominees are Mucho Mucho Amor, Miss Americana, Tiger King.
And the winner is, without a doubt, Mucho Mucho Amor, The Legend of Walter Mercado.
Yay!
Wepa!
So deserved.
Yes.
See, this is what we deserved.
Yes.
All along.
Yes.
Hear that, Academy? This is how you do your job.
Exactly.
And that's on period.
Take some notes, Academy.
Yes.
I can provide them a full TED talk on what they're doing wrong.
Yes.
You can give them the iPhone note app.
Yes.
The Tana Mojo apology video. Yes, yes.
Well, yes, this was unanimous because this was one of the most influential documentaries in our life the past year. And it deserves this recognition. It deserves to be awarded for everything that it's done for the community and for those that enjoyed it. So we are happy to present the crew of the Mucho Mucho More documentary with the Film Poser Award.
Yes. Yay. We're better than the Oscars. It's shinier.
And if yes. you have
We need to design an award. If someone yeah. wants to design an award for us, hit us up for next year.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen Mucho Mucho More, it's on Netflix. You should totally be checking it out. It's a great watch. It's probably the best documentary I saw last year.
Like, it is.
11 out of 10. Would highly recommend.
20 out of 10. 30 out of 10.
It made it a lot to our top 10 this year.
Yes.
It did.
Moving on to the next category. The Best Bops Award, formerly known as Best Song.
The nominees are What a Life from Another Round, Husavik from Eurovision, Experiment on Me from Birds of Prey, Edgar's Prayer from Barbers and Star Go to Vista del Mar, and Ultra Luminary from Over the Moon.
And the winner for the Film Poser Award of Best Bops Award goes to Edgar's Prayer from
No.
I'm suing. Ultra Luminary stands. I am so sorry. I think
some of y'all should sit down and hear Husavik again.
Anna, I have listened to Husavik 1,000 times. And I have listened to Edgar's Prayer 1,000 times. So, and I listened to every single song in this category in order to do a fair vote. And I voted for Edgar's Prayer because Husavik made it to the I voted for Edgar's Prayer because Husavik made it to the Oscars and Edgar's Prayer did it, and I thought it deserved justice.
Wow, Ultra Luminary stands. I am so sorry. I am so sorry that the FPAs did you dirty this year. Husavik and Experiment on Me.
It was a tough category. It was a tough category, okay?
This was a very tough category.
This was the tough category.
This was the hard category, yeah. I mean, why don't we know what? They could all win. Let's Mean Girls this. Let's give each of them a crown because they all slap.
Anyways, watch Barb and Star Go to Vista del Mar so that you can understand the amazingness that is this song.
Yeah, at the beginning of April, it'll be on iTunes, I think at like $5.99, $4.99 to rent, which is lower than the PVOD price. So it's a perfect chance to check it out.
Perfect.
Excellent. Now, the next category is HGTV is Quaking, formerly known as Production Design.
And the nominees are Emma, One Night in Miami, Birds of Prey, and The Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, I'm Thinking of Ending Things, and Promising Young Woman.
And the winner of the HGTV is Quaking Award goes to Emma.
What?
Permiso.
What?
Excuse
yes.
me.
Yes.
I'm Thinking of Ending Things is right there.
Birds of Prey is right there.
I would like to thank the Justice Department for serving.
Rosamund Pike was not the tiebreaker, Aunt Josie. Oh my, oh my. Wait, okay, Emma had a beautiful production design.
Yes.
It also was a tough category, even though I didn't see I'm Thinking of Ending Things. But Birds of Prey.
I would have given it to I'm Thinking of Ending Things, but let me just say that Emma has been snubbed a lot this award season, and they didn't have to go that hard for us, and they did.
So has I'm Thinking of Ending Things. Where is the love for that film? That's right.
We're not talking about snubs when Birds of Prey is literally the conversation about snubs.
I'm sorry. I'm going to expose myself now.
Anna, you did not.
Anna?
Yes, I did.
Anna!
I gave Emma, like, some rights right there.
Thank you.
Anna!
You did Who's Having Dirty? Okay. This is my revenge story.
But Anna, the Birds of Prey agenda.
What? I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I haven't been the same since J-Lo and Charlie's Angels lost at this category, too.
It's okay.
Is it?
A moment of silence for Jennifer Lawrence being not by
Hero for Smith. The Fallen.
I have never gotten back up.
Moving on to the next category. And the next category is, what's my line again? Formerly known as Best Screenplay, this category combines both adapted and original screenplays.
And the nominees are Promising Young Woman, Trial of the Chicago 7, One Night in Miami, Malcolm and Mary, Birds of Prey.
And the winner for the What's My Line Again award goes to One Night in Miami.
Yes!
What?
I have rights! Yes!
Gabriela, don't scream into your microphone. We have headphone listeners.
I am sorry, headphone listeners. I am very sorry. I apologize. But thank you to the Film Posers Academy for this award. I am honored to accept this award on behalf of the people behind One Night in Miami, because they deserve everything.
David Fincher, pass me the bottle of vodka. Listen, I love that script, but a promising young woman.
One Night in Miami.
Yo no voy a decir nada.
You voted for Chicago 7, Anna.
I plead the fifth.
You voted for Chicago 7, didn't you?
I plead the fifth.
She pleads the fifth.
Anna had a write-in vote when she wrote it for Sonic the Hedgehog, and I understand.
Gracias, Juan.
Te entiendo. Y te aprecio.
Okay. So the next category is Future Elevator Music, formerly known as Best Score. A note about this category is that it was originally a tie. So thank you again to our honorary tiebreaker, Rosa. From Latinx Lens. Go check them out. The nominees are
Minari, Nomadland, Soul, Tenet, and The Invisible Man.
And the award for Future Elevator Music goes to Disney Pixar's Soul.
Yes!
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So proud. So proud.
Yes, I kind of knew where this was going to go, because I think the only people that appreciate the score in Nomadland are Gabriela and I.
Yes.
Which I do understand, because it's basically the same song twice and then another song in the middle.
But it's so
but they're impactful.
Okay, I'm happy for Soul.
Yes, I mean, Soul has been winning best score and basically everywhere, so this is to be expected. And of course, Rosa has good taste, so I understand.
I totally agree with that statement. She does.
And the next category is What a Visionary, formerly known as Best Director.
And the nominees are Regina King for One Night in Miami, Emerald Fennell for Promising Young Woman, Lee Isaac Chung for Minari, Spike Lee for The Five Bloods, Autumn DeWild for Emma, and Chloe Zhao for Nomadland.
And the winner of the Film Posers What a Visionary Award goes to... Regina King.
Yes!
My queen!
Oh, I'm so happy about this one.
Yes! Yes! The Academy left you up, but we got you, baby! We got you, Regina! We got you!
We will never let you down, queen.
The Film Posers will never let Regina King down.
No, not in this house. Never.
To quote Alana.
Her campaign.
I ran my campaign for so long. But she's got the FPA, so that's better than the Oscar. We love you, Regina. We're so proud of you.
We can't wait to see all the rest of your work, which is going to be iconic.
Yes.
Honestly, nowhere but up from here. Nowhere but up.
Yes, facts.
She has the FPA. How many people can say that? All facts, no printer.
Who won it last year again? Was it Parasite?
No, it was Lulu Wang. We have rights.
Right. Oh, wow. Yes, the FPAs. No one can compare.
No. Who's doing it like us? No one.
Now, we'd like to take a moment to talk to you about our sponsor, Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. And we're back. Thank you for listening to our sponsor. Now, let's continue with the Film Poser Awards. The next category is the That's Not From Macy's Award, formerly known as Best Costume Design.
And the nominees are Birds of Prey, Sylvie's Love, Emma, Rebecca, Mulan.
The fact that Rebecca made it in here still amuses me. And the winner of the Film Posers That's Not From Macy's Award goes to Emma.
Yay! Yay, Emma!
Whee!
Yay!
Huh?
Yes, one. You heard that right, Emma.
No, I didn't.
Confusion.
Recount the votes. Stop the count right now. It was Birds of Prey. None of those clothes were from Macy's. Those weren't even from Hot Topic.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody needs to make a no-nap apology.
Who's that? Can't relate.
Excuse me. Emma was serving.
Exactly.
And Harley Quinn was what? Chopped liver?
What?
I'll admit, Birds of Prey had pizzazz.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, in my case, I have an excuse. You know, I am the campaign manager for Emma. How could I not? How could I not?
True.
It's okay. My lawyer will be in contact. It's fine.
Okay, I'll see you in court.
We will be contesting the results of the FPAs.
Moving on. The next category is the, well, that looked good, formerly known as Best Cinematography.
The nominees are Emma, Nomadland, Minari, I'm Thinking of Ending Things, Wander Darkly, and 9 Days.
A little note about this category as well is that it was also a tie. Thank you again to our honorary tiebreaker. And the winner for the Film Posers, Well That Looked Good Award is Nomadland.
Yay!
The one category I give to Emma. The one category I give to Emma, and she loses.
We were robbed.
But that looked good.
It did, but I totally understand. I mean, I was thinking today about who might win cinematography at the Oscars, and I just kept remembering how during our review, Gabriella and I just kept talking about the cinematography. So, I get it.
Yes.
And the long shots are chef's kiss.
Beautiful, stunning, perfection.
They are. But again, the cinematography in Emma. It's to die for. It is divine. It is like a fine pastry at the most elegant dessert shop.
Museums are currently bidding to have portraits of the scenes in Emma hang in their museums.
Yeah, they all look like paintings. Kind of like, I love how people describe Florence and the Machine's music videos as vivid paintings. That's how I feel when I watch Emma. Kind of like the same way I feel when I watch Portrait of a Lady on Fire. So I guess I have, there's a pattern.
Yeah.
Moving on. Now we're getting to the juicy categories. Let's go. The next category is Best Wingman, formerly known as Best Actor in a Supporting Role.
And the nominees are Yahya Abdul-Mateen II for The Trial of the Chicago 7, Sacha Baron Cohen for The Trial of the Chicago 7, Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami, Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah, and Alan Kim for Minari.
And the winner for the Film Posers Best Wingman Award goes to Daniel Kaluuya.
Yes, baby. Yes. Yes.
A sneak preview of Oscar night. I believe so.
I would like to notify the audience that this too was a tie. Thank you again to our honorary tiebreaker. I'm a little heartbroken, but I see it.
Can I see? Like, what was the other?
My boy, Alan Kim. It's okay.
Yeah.
Gabriela, I would like to tell you that I gave you rights.
Yeah, it was Daniel Kaluuya and Alan Kim.
The true front runners.
But Alan Kim did so great. he was really good in Minari.
I'm just saying, they were both amazing, but, you know, there can only be one winner, so. And I have been campaigning for Daniel Kaluuya since I saw Judas and the Black Messiah, so this is just, you know, my brand.
You yourself said that you were going to vote for those that were not given attention at award season.
But I could not vote for another person
we
other than Daniel.
We love exposing Josie.
I'm sorry, but Daniel!
The Film Poser expose.
Don't do this to me.
I have an excuse.
No,
I haven't seen Minari
yet.
It's
amazing. One.
You have not seen Minari.
What on earth?
No, I have not. I'm behind.
Oh my gosh.
This is what happens when you have a master's degree in process.
Oh my gosh. No, Daniel Kaluuya writes, we respect, and let's be honest, he's probably going to win the Oscar.
My brand will be thriving.
But Alan Kim made history at the FPAs as the youngest actor ever nominated for the Best Wingman Award, and that's history right there. So yes. Alan Kim should be proud that he got in at such a young age.
That his speech... It was, oh my god, that broke my heart.
But oh my god, and the Critics' Choice! Oh
yeah,
my god!
That was adorable, I'm sorry.
It was!
He's so wholesome, and I can't wait to see what comes of him next, especially since he's gonna be on Awkwafina's Nora from Queens for season 2.
Yes!
I'm
he
so
has
excited.
A bright future.
We're rooting for you.
Yes, we are.
He's gonna win an FPA one day, I know it.
Moving on to the next category, and the next category is... Her 50 Minutes of Fame, formerly known as Actress in a Supporting Role.
And the nominees are Amanda Seyfried, Jang Yu-jung, Sarah Paulson, Laverne Cox, Dominique Fishback.
And the winner of the Film Posers Her 50 Minutes of Fame Award goes to Jang Yu-jung.
Yay!
Yay!
For her performance in Minari.
Yes. Yes.
Honestly, she was everything in that movie.
She was.
She
like, she was.
Was
the main star.
She was. We love her.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Really,
I've heard great things about her performance. I'm so glad she got recognized. Very happy for her. And she's an Oscar nominee, too. So, clearly... They're taking notes from us. Just saying.
Let's be honest. I'm really happy that... Also, now that you mention it, you're right. We nominated her before the Oscars.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm really happy she did make it to the Oscars because ever since we saw the film in our SCAD Savannah Film Festival recap, we've been saying like she deserved it and we're glad that she's getting it because she was honestly the highlight of that film. She was the best part of it for me.
Her and Kim and Alan Kim was the best part of the film.
Okay. The next category is the Manly Man Award, formerly known as Best Actor in a Leading Role.
The nominees are Chadwick Boseman for Marini's Black Bottom, Kingsley Benadir for One Night in Miami, Riz Ahmed for The Sound of Metal, Lakeith Stanfield for Judas and the Black Messiah, and Mads Mikkelsen for Another Round.
And the winner of the Film Posers The Manly Man Award goes to Chadwick Boseman for his performance in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Yay!
Oh, Chadwick.
Yeah, we are very happy for this category. And again, he better win the Oscar.
He will win. He has to win.
He has to.
And as well, a little note that we nominated Lakeith Stanfield as a manly man.
Exactly.
AKA an actor in a leading role.
Exactly.
For his performance in Judas and the Black Messiah.
Exactly.
Take notes, Oscar.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Who is the main character of Judas and the Black Messiah? The world someone may never
said,
know.
Someone said it was his fake police badge.
I love that.
I mean, honestly, I really want to know what was the logic there, but I guess we'll never know. It'll be one of these unknown mysteries. Like, what's at the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Exactly. But we're just going to be like Lakeith and be confused but happy.
Yes. As they say, it's an honor just to be nominated.
Exactly.
Moving on. Our next category is the She Really Did That, formerly known as Actress in a Leading Role.
And the nominees are Carey Mulligan for Promising Young Woman, Zendaya for Malcolm and Marie, Viola Davis for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Anya Taylor-Joy for Emma, and Rosamund Pike for I Care a Lot.
And the winner of the Film Posers She Really Did That Award goes to Zendaya.
Yay!
What?
Yay!
What?
Oh, I'm so happy, Zendaya. Queen.
I would like to thank the Film Posters Awards.
Yes, we
for
would.
Giving Zendaya rights.
Exactly.
Because she got snubbed in this award season.
Yo, that's my villain origin story for 2021. But let's also, admit, this category
the film doesn't,
is
yeah. It is.
Like, I just wanted to say real quick. Deserve to win.
Yes. I just wanted to say real quick that the more that, like, Malcolm and Marie does not age that well, considering all of the backlash it has gotten. But can we say that something that remains consistent throughout it all is Zendaya's performance?
I wholeheartedly agree. I've seen that film 3 times because I had to do a paper, but I do agree that Zendaya's performance is what's aging like a fine wine. She has such a bright future. The Academy doesn't know what's coming, but we do, and that's what matters.
I mean, we can all agree that that scene.
Yo, yes. Yes.
Yes, I will agree on that.
That scene specifically.
That alone was enough to get her into the category.
Exactly.
But this category was stacked. Like, everyone here could have won.
Everyone here deserves to be there.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you for nominating my girl, Anya Taylor-Joy.
Of course. The Anya Taylor-Joy fans, they're living for this.
Moving on to the final category of the night. The Film Poster Awards are almost over. But the fun is not over because a lot of these films, I mean, you can clearly tell that the film posters have taste. And a lot of these films are nominated for the Oscars. So award season is just going to keep going. But always remember, the film posers, like we said it first. Let's go. The final category of the night for the Film Posers Awards is the Best Poetic Cinema Award, formerly known as Best Picture.
And the nominees are Promising Young Woman, Judas and the Black Messiah, Nomadland, One Night in Miami, and Malcolm and Mary.
I can't believe this category was also a tie, but we do have a winner. There are no ties at the FPAs this year, and I would just like to say that these two films fought very hard. They won our hearts, and they were both mentioned throughout these past few episodes of our podcast. So many times. The two films that were tied were Promising Young Woman and Judas and the Black Messiah. But the winner of the Best Poetic Cinema Award goes to the one, the only, Promising Young Woman.
Yay!
Yay!
The film posters have rights!
We have rights!
Sorry to the headphone wearers, but we just got a little excited there. Yes, Promising Young Woman takes home the biggest prize of the night with the Best Poetic Cinema Award, aka Best Picture. It is also, like, something I need to say is that our Promising Young Woman review has been doing numbers. So this is so fitting. Thank you to everyone that has listened to that review. Thank you to everyone that has given us good feedback. Thank you to everyone that's been enjoying this film despite the divisive ending. I mean, you know where we stand, and if you don't, listen to the review. Haha. But we're very happy to see this result.
It's what she deserves.
It is. Yes. And Anna and I would like to share a story of what happened when we were coming up with the nominees.
Oh, God. We can't leave you two alone.
So they left us alone creating the awards for our votes for who we think we should have been nominated, right? And, you know, we were on Zoom. We were laughing our hearts out. And we were like, you know what? Sonic the Hedgehog hasn't been getting a lot of love. Let's both vote for it. And once we did that, we didn't realize Josie was watching the spreadsheet. And she texted us, "What are you doing?"
The chaos.
And so, it technically almost entered. It is close.
You guys nominated Sonic the Hedgehog and Hubie Halloween. We can never leave you two alone again.
No, we can't.
Hubie Halloween had rights for HGTV. It's quaking. Okay, what happened to that?
Anna.
Gabriela.
Listen, he didn't give us Jack and Jill too. We should have awarded him for that since the Academy didn't give him one for Uncut Gems.
God.
That was our mindset.
And this is our agenda, okay?
Exactly.
Well, we hope the Film Poser Awards have brought serotonin to you listening out there. So, that's all for today's episode. We'd like to thank you for listening and to give a shout out to all the kind people sending love our way. We would also like to give a special thanks to our honorary tiebreaker, again, Rosa from Latinx Lens. Make sure to follow her and Catherine and the Latinx Lens official Twitter. They are coming up with great things. They have their official website now, and just go give them some love because the film posers, we love you. And yeah, if you'd like to keep up with us, make sure to follow us at Film Posers on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Where can they find you, posers?
You can find me on Twitter at Gabby_Burgos27 and on Letterboxd at Gabby Cristina.
You can find me on Twitter and on Letterboxd at Leading Mohicans.
You can find me on Twitter and on Instagram as Anna_Sophia53 and on Letterboxd as Anna_Sophia.
And you can find me as at the Josie Marie on Twitter and Letterboxd. Again, thank you for listening, and remember, we're all film posers. Bye.
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 Happy FPAs.
Yay.
Sonic was robbed.
Oh no. Bye.